while we're here in Vegas, you want to accomplish?
Actually, yeah, yeah. So two things. I take it back. Two things.
We know one thing you're not going to accomplish.
Two things.
Thank you
very
much.
Come on. You let me off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'll, I don't know. I feel like I just don't have it in me. We'll see. Maybe tonight I'll try to honor a bet even though we changed the terms. But two things I want to see happen while we're here in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
One, Drew, on our way out here, Alex posted an Instagram post. Nice, lovely lady who maybe or may not have shown him around while he was going to the Grand Canyon. He's like, hey, what are you up to? What are you doing? What do the plans look like now that you're Vegas? She's a Vegas resident, right? I think one thing I'd like to see is Alex get a drink with a nice young lady who seems to have some interest.
Yeah.
That's one. That's the easy one. That one you can accomplish no problem. She said she might come to the event tonight. Hope she does.
She was part of the group in the Grand Canyon, and she followed me at the time on Instagram. She messaged me a few days ago, saw that we were coming back out to Vegas. That's it. That's all it was, you know?
I'm just saying, I'd like to see you get a drink with the lady. That's all.
Well, she might show up tonight. I have no idea. She knows where we're going to be.
Okay. So let's hope that she shows up tonight. I'll update everyone on Monday morning about that.
Uh-huh.
Second, I want to see you drunk.
Oh.
It's enough of you.
Hmm. I was drunk yesterday. Where were you yesterday afternoon?
You were drunk yesterday?
Yesterday, after the show, you went with your wife somewhere. I never heard from you the rest of the day.
I didn't think you were. If I knew you were getting drunk, I would have stuck around.
My buddies and I, we went down to the lower level of Stadium Swim. We had a cabana yesterday afternoon. We had a few more of those 32-ounce tumblers or whatever.
Oh, you had another one of those?
I did.
You probably were feeling good.
Oh, we were feeling great. Took a little power nap, went and had some dinner, watched the Thursday Night Football.
Alex understands sometimes when we go on these travels, you know, or like if we're in a public space, a lot of times it's like work-related, right?
Uh-huh.
So Alex is mindful of his drinking, logically, around workplace associates.
That's right. Yeah, very responsible.
I let loose one time on a Friday night during Super Bowl week, and our boss saw us pretty drunk. We have known each other for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I know you drink and have been drunk. I've never seen it. Not once in my life have I seen
it. I also hold my alcohol, carry my alcohol pretty good. That's also the difference. Yesterday, when you say drunk, what are you expecting?
I don't need a projectile vomit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yesterday.
You have a good buzz.
Yeah, you're not, I'll tell you, I'm never going to be the guy, I never have been. You're never going to catch me, stumbling around the place. That's just, I'm not going
to
do that.
No, I don't need to see that. I need to see you.
That's never going to be me, man.
But
sorry.
I've never even seen you, the level of drunk you're describing yesterday, I don't think.
Oh, well, yesterday I wasn't stumbling around either.
No, but I'm saying, I might even like to see that level.
Oh.
Tonight's great. We get off at noon. Mm-hmm. We can get a cocktail during the fan club. We're talking about going to the Golden Knights game. Certainly they have alcohol there.
They do.
We have the party overhang bar tonight. It's at a bar.
Yep.
I'll see you for nine consecutive possible drinking hours.
This is true.
By the end of it,
I will keep
I'd
it
like
steady.
To see you.
I'll keep it steady.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to keep a level for a while. That's cool. But 10 o'clock, I want to see you loose. At the craps table, loose. Drinks, feeling good. We can try to win some money this time. We lost all our money.
I won some money last night.
On craps?
Thank you, Rams. Thank you, Rams. Everybody in the book was on the Vikings. I was on the Rams. It felt good. Felt good when everybody else was all upset and left the book. I think Circa had a good day yesterday because everybody in the book was on the Vikings.
Why? I guess because the line was so low and the Rams haven't been very good.
Mm-hmm.
But Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua were returning. That's a weird time, in my opinion, to bet the Vikings when you don't even know who the Rams are. And, of course, it's DeMarcus Robinson with two
Sean McVay, short week. We mentioned the trend yesterday. Yeah. I was on with Bob and Dusty. Mentioned the short week trend for Sean McVay, and it did pay off.